very important Rambans. One is at the very end of our Akhavot, the famous Ramban. Israel. The other is the first Ramban in Kedosha. We have preferences. We discussed one more recently than the other. Was that? Achimos. Okay, good.
Kedosha is like part of pretty famous.
Okay. Ramban responds to a strange term at the very end of Achrei Vos. Al titamu b'chol eila ki b'chol eila ditmu agoy m'shanim shalef m'neichem. After all the Yisuri Arroyos, including after Yisuri Arroyos, Mishkav Zohar, Mishkav Yivaheva, so the Gemara, so the Torah says, al titamu b'chol eila. Here's an Yisur, The Torah says it's an Isur that has an impact of Tumah. Ki b'chol eile nitmu agoyim ashrini b'shaleach mibneichem v'atit ma'oretz, and then the land became Tumah. V'efkid avino oleho v'atok yo'oretz esrei shveho. And this Aveira, I held the land responsible, and the land v'atoki throughout those who lived in it. Says and the Torah repeats it. Two psukim later. And again, don't do this so the land will not throw you out because you won't make a tummy. So the Torah introduces terms that should, you know, maybe we're familiar with it because we lay in Achrimos every year. But if we think about it, there's strange terms. Right? The idea of becoming Tomei because of an Aveira, that's a strange idea. There is a similar idea at the end of Parsha Shemini, at the Gemara Darshans. When it comes to insects. So it says, "Bin the tmeisim bom, al tishak tuvas nafshi seichem b'chol asher tashut b'yishin tamu b'hem, bin the tmeisim bom." So there's a similar idea. The Gemara darshan of the tmeisim bom that is mitamte mesalev, that has some impact on the person, on the ruchis of the person. And Rashi says, "Bin the tmeisim bom." That afadim metame eschem ba'olam abo will be yeshiva samalav. So it's a strange term. I don't know of another place. So the Torah says that these ameiros make a person tame. So that we can understand the idea of tuma al pidin is that a person is not loses his access to kedusha. So the Torah could be saying that certain ameiros are arroyos. A Mishkav Zohar, a Mishkav Behema, so they have an impact, maybe not Al Pi Din, distancing us from Kedusha, but in a spiritual way they do. Tell me, what is an idea? That an Aveira, so a rebellion against the Rebbeinu Shalom, obviously distances ourselves from the Makor Kedusha. So this is something more than that. More than Chilul Shabbos, more than wearing Shabbos. The Aveirah, there's something inherent in the Aveirah. Then the Torah is Mechadish, entirely new concepts by giving almost a personality to Eretz Yisrael. And explains Golos as the land cannot tolerate people who are doing these things. The land cannot tolerate, because Baruch Hu constructed a world where Eretz Yisrael is a sensitive land. So we are familiar with natural situations where land can be more sensitive, it can be more arid, it can be more rich in minerals, but that the land should be spiritually sensitive, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu constructs the concept of Golos, not that we were not zochet to be, we're not zochet to be settled. We're not zochet to have our own state. We're not zochet to have our own police force and have our own culture. It's another idea. It's another idea. And Vatitma Oretz, Vatoki Oretz, so Rashi says, Rashi explains, goes to the Gemara, it's Vatoki Oretz, Moshul ben Melech Shechilu Dover Moz, Shei Oimei Bemeyo, Kacheretz Yisrael, Eina Mekayemes Oimei Aveiru. And the Russian say it in terms of Armona Melech, you have to, that's Pshat and Ben Melech. Certain places are more sensitive than other places. The certain behaviors you can do in the street, you can't do in the palace. If you behave a certain way in the palace, and they'll throw you out. So the place becomes more sensitive. Has greater expectations. But again, we are interpreting it through our own requirements. A palace is more sensitive, it means the culture, the people in the palace are less tolerant. Right? And over here, it's not that the people of Israel are less tolerant. The land itself is less tolerant. So that's what the Ramban responds to. So Ramban Chofei, Vatit Ma'aretz Vatit Ma'efgon Avono Matogi Oretz. Yechmer HaKos Ma'aroyis Ma'avur HaOretz Shetitmo Behen. The Torah is stricter, but Aroya is because it impacts upon the land. Batokia nefoshoi so'osos. Minei Aroyos chomos haguf ne'enon teluyei zvaros. So now the Ramban says there's another problem in understanding this. If you were to tell me that Eretz Yisrael cannot tolerate, people don't keep the halach of kalayim, people don't, it doesn't tolerate people who are violating the Yisurei Orla. Orla's Chutzlis also. But true, I said Ma'isuris. So at least I could understand the package over here. I admit the Tluyas Baritz. I could just Baruch Hu incorporated. It's like a Mechudishtik idea. But at least we would be able to absorb the idea that Mitzvah Tluyas Baritz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu constructed something. When you learn Zerah and Mitzvah Tluyas Baretz, we have to reconstruct our minds to understand that the nature of Eretz Yisrael is such that it shares all the natural laws of the entire world, and there's another natural law in Eretz Yisrael. The natural law of intolerating and not tolerating violations of Zerah. That's it. Avir Adar Machkima. Right? So we get used to the idea that Eretz Yisrael is different qualities. So we have to get used to it. So Ramban says, but these are Averis and Luis Vagov. These are Chemis and Gov. These are apparently Lechoira and Yisr Erba. In America, the same Yisr Erba in Eretz Yisrael. Vinei Aroi is Chemis and Gov. Ainu Luis Vorets. Avul Soina Dover. Bakosum Sheomar. Banchel El Yoin Goyim. Bafridoi Vinei Odom. Yatsei Vulo Isamen. He says you have to go to Apostle Ken Azino. Banachel Yoy Goyim. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave every nation its place. Also an important idea. In other words, our understanding is not there's Eretz Yisrael and then there's Chutzlis, let the Goyim work it out. Kadosh Baruch Hu did provide places for various Goyim. And of every Goyim, but various Goyim. You have Va'olu Moshim Bar Seir. There's a place for everybody. So Manchel El Yoin Goyim Vafrido Bnei Odom Yatsei Gevul Oizamim Limisvar Bnei Yisrael. So he established borders for nations and borders for Bnei Yisrael. Ki Chelik Hashem Amoy Yaakov Chemel Nachlosa. Now, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu established nationhoods, so he established a place where it's from Klal Yisrael. That's an independent idea. The Torah goes on. L'chara, in a not necessarily connected, Kichelik Hashem Amoy, Yaakov and Achlosa. That's not consistent. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is a special place for the Jewish people. That's not what it should say. We just said that Kadosh Baruch Hu created places for every single nation. So we also learned about every of his children, Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. So he gave us the best place, the biggest place. What does he want to say? Yichelik Hashem Amoy, Yaakov Chelon Achlosai. That doesn't make any sense. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a place because he gave the Americans a place, he gave the Arabs a place, he gave the French a place. So he gave us a place. What's Yichelik Hashem Amoy, Yaakov Chelon Achlosai? Yimtzeiyu Eretz Midbar, Ubisoyil Yishimoy. So he said, "Venu Yivan Neyu Yitzurah Kishen Enay." So the Ramban explains, I was pshat in the pasuk. Ha'inyan ki Hashem anichmod bora akol v'shom koyach atachtoinim v'elyoinim v'shom koyach atachtoinim v'elyoinim Kadosh Baruch Hu did everything. This, by the way, this is the beginning of the Shar Aleph and Nefesh HaChaim. It's really based on these phrases over here. V'shom koyach atachtoinim v'elyoinim and a Kadosh Baruch Hu organized a heavenly world which controls the physical world. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave every nation, every nation settled by its appropriate ethnic group, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them some kind of representative in the heavenly world. Asher cholak Hashem alekecha oisam lecholo amin. Ubetisa inecha shemaima. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them to all the other nations? Rashi says Asher Cholak Hashem Hashem tripped them up. Echlik. And says no. Asher Cholak the pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave different heavenly representatives for every other nation. But we don't have that relationship. V'nikrom melochim ki dechsiv anino yisarti shom etzol malchi poras v'nei Hashem anichbon hu eloki olekim adoni adoni b'chol oylo amul eretz Yisrael em tzovus ha'yishu v'nachlat Hashem yuchedes l'shmo. Right, so now it was hard for us to understand what we just read, but the principle is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to every nation via some intermediary, and to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, he relates directly. Nachlas Hashem yuchedes l'shmoy, le'inosan oleo min amalochim, k'zim, shoyter o'moshel. That's pshat. Panchel elyoin goyim, afido b'nei yodam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized the world, and gave each nation its place, Yatzeid lo samim l'sar b'nei Yisrael. He established a place for Klal Yisrael as well. What's the point? What's the idea behind the pasuk? Not that he simply gave a physical place, but that he organized a heavenly representative for every physical place. He gave the French France, and he gave the French the French living in France have a certain way of approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when it came to Eretz Yisrael, so there it was Yatzev Gevulois what's the possible He himself, I believe the Ramban is doing pshat. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave out Elyon Goyim, the heavenly bodies to the various nations, Panchel Elyon Goyim, Panchel Elyon, the Olam Elyonis, the Goyim, the nation, Bafri Doi Bnei Adam, when he organized the various nations, Yatzeh B'loi Samim L'Mispar Bnei Yisrael. So he, Kadosh Baruch Hu, personally established the borders, the national borders of Bnei Yisrael, Kichelek Hashem Amoy. But he wasn't Manchel Elyon to Bnei Yisrael. He himself maintained a relationship. So again, so we don't fully understand what these things mean. Right? But I think what we can draw from this is two ideas. One is that that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has established missions and cultures for every nation, certainly for certain basic nations. There are nations, there are lands, there are cultures. And there's a mission for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. The mission for Klal Yisrael is one that is much closer and much more totally embracing of the spiritual, the source of spiritual life. Right? Now, it's similar ideas that the Ramban will describe. When other nations of the world pray, so they have to pray through their intermediary. Right. So again, we don't understand what that means. But the idea that we do understand is an idea of distance, which Klal Yisrael doesn't have. Korv l'chol korv. It probably means something along the lines that when a nation of the world prays, they have to pray in consonance with the mission that God gave them, with the mandate that God gave them. And Klal Yisrael, our prayer, our concern, has to always be through the concern for Mekane Shem Shemayim. All right? A little bit right there. Amul Eretz Yisrael and Tzavus HaYishuv. We're the center of all civilization. He nachlas Hashem yuchedes l'shmo. And that is a place that is uniquely associated with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Loi nasana lemon amalachim tzim shaytim amoyshel. Banchilo also lamo hamiyachem shmoy zera oyama. In other words, our mandate is, in this world, is to be focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, I'm not sure how to formulate it. Whether it's all Hainu Hach, Kadosh Baruch Hu being miyached himself to us is just a reflection of our mission in this world, to be entirely focused on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or whether it's a mida keneged mida. I'm not sure whether there's a significant difference or not. But the way the formulation, the idea, was supposed to picture in our minds is that since the mandate of Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, right, these are ideas that we don't normally think about. That the mission of Klal Yisrael is wrapped up with being in a geographic place. So that's part of the way Kadosh Baruch Hu organized the world. The Maharal develops these ideas very thoroughly. That's usually when these ideas are developed, usually hear it through a Maharal. But it's all based on these, on the Ramban. Maharal developed the idea at great length. The idea that a nation is only in its natural situation if a nation is in a physical geographic place. Part of the parameters of a nation are the most noticeable parameter is geography. The most noticeable parameter for the French people, they live in France. Right? Then, in addition, sometimes a nation is organized around a certain culture, Western values or Eastern values. Sometimes a nation, the parameter of a nation will be a language. So on Davka, you can have nations, Swiss are defined by its various languages, but and sometimes a nation will be organized around a certain dialect, not necessarily an entire language. So, but nations, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu defined nations, Vanchel Elyon Goyim, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu had, when we talk about 70 Umay Soilam, means the Kadosh Baruch Hu has, either it means Davka 70, or it means the concept that that every nation, the Kadosh Baruch Hu organized the nations of the world around various premises, and they are all divinely set. And we speak about Elyon, that means, again, either it's a mandate, a mission, it's a form of prayer. So our mandate and mission is, and we are defined on Eretz Yisrael, and we're defined around being miyachid shmoy. So because we're defined about being miyachid shmoy is, in some form, is the totality of Avodas Hashem. It's the ultimate Avodas Hashem. Different ways of what miyachid shmoy means. On one level, miyachid shmoy is kabbalat malchus shamayim. On the furthest level, miyachid shmoy is being able to relate any part of the world to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, banchilo osolam la'amo amiyachid shmoy zera oyavo. Mizel sh'amar v'yisvili segulam v'kolam v'likili kol ha'aretz. Right now, again, what's bottom the Ramban? There's a phrase, the pasuk, by Matan Torah. The Yisim Niskulam Mikol Amim Kili Kol Aretz. What's Kili Kol Aretz? It's Faker. The Yisim Niskulam Mikol Amim. So why don't we translate it? I'm choosing you as a nation amongst from all other nations. Kili Kol Aretz, because I could choose any other nation. We usually look at it from the purpose of Bechira. Kadosh Baruch Hu's choosing us. How do we know he's choosing us? Because he can choose any nation. Kili Kol Aretz. The Rav, following Rav Hirsch, learned Punkt Faker. They learned Kili Kol Aretz means that we are not limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Yisim Li Skula, Mikol Amim, and your mandate and mission is not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Kili Kol Aretz. Rav Hirsch develops a whole idea of why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah in Midbar. Because we're not limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Rav developed an entire approach that there are the bris that was established at that point was a change. That until this point, when the bris with the Ovos was uniquely centered in Eretz Yisrael, but once we received the Torah, then the bris expanded to a universal international bris. The Ramban is saying, I think, v'yisim li segulam mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz uksiv v'yisim li la'am. V'nochi yen lochem le'elokim lo shetia atem el elokim elohim acherim klal. What the Ramban is saying is that when we the selling a non sequitur can be recently segula mikol amim ki li kol aretz. It means that part of our segula is expressed in the uniqueness of geography as well. I own the entire world, so I'm therefore setting aside geographic places for everyone, and I'm setting aside a geographic place for you as well. The Ramban's approach, the Ramban is saying over here, is put for care from what Rav Hirsch and the Rav developed later on. Kili kol aretz uksiv yisim li la'am, but nochi elohim. What does it mean? You'll be for me a people, and I will be for you, l'elohim. Right now, Rabban goes on. Difficult idea for us to absorb. Kadosh Baruch Hu sanctified Klal Yisrael. Bikdushas Haroyus, this by the way, is expressed in the very beginning of Kedoshim. Rashi, Kol Mokim Shatam Motse, Geder Haroyus, the Motse Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us living in his country, Bikdusha Sarvayis, we call it family values. With having that our physical relations with whom we'll set up intimacy is going to be limited. Kedushas Aroyos. Uberubaya mitzvahs. And most of the mitzvahs, or the lots of mitzvahs. It's again an interesting phrase the Ramban saying. If the Ramban would not say Kedushas Aroyos, we would understand. Kedush Baruch Hu has established mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are part of the defining parameters of Am Yisrael, of our nationhood. And the defining parameters and defining our mandate and mission. The Ramban stresses, the Torah stresses, to understand that Kedushas Aroyos is a defining characteristic among the mitzvahs. V'lechein Omar, on a simple level, what does it mean? A simple level, Kedushas Aroyos represents discipline. Right? More so than other mitzvahs. Because, tell me, shatness, see, when a person is careful not to wear shatness, he's not curbing a fiery avodah zara, a yetzer hara, to wear a linen wool, right? And even when a person rests on Shabbos, so there's sometimes there are nisyonos, but a person doesn't have a burning desire to work, and not to work in Shabbos, do malachas on Shabbos. Sometimes it's inconvenient, right? If you want to find where you have in halacha the concept of discipline that's expressed to the greatest extent in Aroyos, that's what Rashi means. Get erva kedusha, because if you want to see when Kadosh Baruch Hu demands from us that we are a disciplined people, so again, if we live in a cocoon, so it's kviyas itim l'torah, it's the kviyas of dominating a certain time, right? But if you're not restricted to a cocoon, so then it's the world in decadence. Have an entire world of decadence. And like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a yitzhak like everybody else. Right? And you see it. You see that's often the toughest, that's the crucible sometimes of many, many ways. So this is what he means. Yoshe b'kdushas aroyos, right, the adultery and so you see that often liberal societies and liberals when they often the concept of certain rights amongst liberals is really a way of defending a lack of discipline. Even look at the historically, the rebellion of the 60s was primarily a rebellion against discipline. That's how it was formulated. It was expressed in decadence because that's part of the human being. But if at that time it wasn't an expression of the interest, the intellectuals did not want the heter aroyos. They wanted not to be to be burdened by a culture that demanded, that was limiting what a person could do. So human freedom became synonymous with decadence, but it doesn't make any sense on an intellectual level. It makes sense because if one confuses freedom with lack of discipline, so then yes, that's if a person then envisions freedom with lack of discipline, so then the best, so then in psychological terms, Freud discussed the superego, primarily in sexual terms. So that's what the Ramban is saying. That if one wants to look within the human makeup, where did Kadosh Baruch Hu express the greatest requirement of negotiating a sense of discipline, to say royals? That is the defining character of Bali Israel that you find in the Chayes Halavos. The phrase also, I forget, the phrase of Chayes Halavos describes Chalal Yisrael is a disciplined people. So that's number one. Ubiwe mitzvahs li yoysim lishmoy, b'lachach amar v'shmartim, it's called a chukai saiv, it's called nishpatim, it's my son. And that's why over here in this parasha, Ushmartim is Kukoisai Mishmotai. So why does the Torah, Ran's pointing out, why does the Torah move so easily from the issues of Arroyos to what seems to be a discussion about mitzvahs in general? Ushmartim atem is Kukoisai Mishmotai. Below Sasu Mikolatoyve Sailam. That's a strange pasuk. One is talking about you keep kolatera cool and you won't act in a decadent fashion. There's a huge Torah between Mishpatim Chukos and decadence. So what Ramban is saying is that the Torah is pointing out Mishmatim Chukos Mishpatai, right? But I'm demanding of you Bumei Mitzvahs. And in every mitzvah, it's going to elicit certain qualities and shape in a certain way. But the underpinning of everything is the aleph base is a sense of discipline. And that is leisas would be called toiv yoseil. And that sense of discipline is tested in the decadence that's described in Acharim Bois. V'lo soki oretz eschem v'ksid v'amar lachem atem tishuus ad mosa v'ani etnenu lachem l'ivesh esoysa. So now he's explained that when we are true to our mission, that is when we accept the way in which our nation is defined, and then it makes sense that God will bless us with the other parameters of our nation. But when we're not constant, we're not living, when we are living lives that are dissonant with our mandate as a people, so then we lose out. Then there's no reason for us to have a geographic location. And then we lose out on the unique relationship that we have with Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the point. That's Soki Oretz. In other words, what we understand Golos, not being settled. We understand Golos as being a nation of nomads. We understand Golos as other cultures. We understand Golos as not having Beis HaMikdash. Ramban gets the gut of it. The gut of it is that Golos means that we don't have the direct access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That our kampan chel elyon goyim, that piece, that parameter defines Klal Yisrael, the miyachid shemoy. So we lose that. The result will be miyachid shemoy. Right? In addition, it means that we have trouble living up to our mandate and mission because number one, we're so focused on survival that we can't focus on what defines us. And number two, because we're so bombarded by other cultures and the mandates and missions of other nations, that we don't get a chance to focus on our own. Right? Moshlomo davar doyim. America is apparently one of the mission and mandate of America is the concept of a melting pot. Right? That's a lofty goal. Right? It really speaks to deep values of deep Western and human values. It's not necessarily what our mandated mission is. Maybe a value. Van Chel Elyon Goyim. That may be the American people's mandated mission. That may be the source of their prayer. So we're getting caught up with it. And it's good and it's healthy and there's a value to it. But it's not a parameter of Klal Yisrael necessarily. It may not be at all. Constant of Geirus goes against that value. Right? And in terms of, I don't mean that it means the value is not a value, but it means in terms of the defining value of Klal Yisrael. Basically, segula, right? In its very essence, it cuts away against that as a value of our people, right? So he said, let's go back. V'lechach omar, v'shmartem z'kol chukoysai. V'asisim osom le'sok yoritz, v'sid v'omar lochem, atem tishu es ad masom, v'ani etnenu lochem l'rvesh eso yisa. You inherit the place, and I will give it to you as part of your heirloom. And the Shem of the Keichem, Hashem Dalti Eschem Edo Amim. Right? Yoimar, Ki Yivdil Oysonu Mikol Amim, Hashem Nosan Aleim Sarim Elim Achem. So when Hashem says, I have separated. So again, when we read the Pasuk, we mean, God gave us a geographic place because He separated us. Right? Ramban says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives every nation their place because He separated them. What's Kadosh Baruch Hu saying? And you gave a place. Sorry, so you could read it and say, right, and Hanami. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. If you talk to the French, you say the same thing. Ramban says, no. What he means is, Dalti Yisrael Menor Amin means, I have separated you from all other nations. For all other nations, their goal is that they have Anchil Elyon Goyim. But for us, I believe what the Ramban is saying, although I believe what the Ramban is saying is there is a unique quality to the very land of Eretz Yisrael. That's how it's usually presented. One could, if it was a super rationalist, one could say that that's not what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is simply saying that the land that we inhabit as being people of Yachid Shemoi, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, when it says the land spews it out, it means that we as a people unravel. Right? Because a land, a nation without a without a geographic location, except for Klal Yisrael, they don't make it. I don't know if any other nation that made it without having existed beyond. Why are there no Romans left? Right? Why is the Greek culture today not the same as the Greek culture of the Greek Empire? Why did Sisera understand that if he wants people to lose their ethnic drive, then he puts them in different places? Because except for Klal Yisrael, I don't think anybody survives Golas for long periods of time. Right? So with the exception to the rule. So losing your land really means that you lost a major parameter in defining nationhood. In our terms, that means that we've lost the right and the loss of the ability to focus on our mandate as we are supposed to. And we therefore have lost this unique access to the degree that we should have as a people, the Ribono Shel Olam. Alright, now, so if you're looking in rational terms, that's what it means. Lesoki Oret. Or by Toki Oretz, it means that as a nation you're going to unravel. Right? But Tamachem Eso Oretz means that your sense of people and what you're supposed to accomplish has become sullied and becomes not focused. But when you have a special mission in life and that becomes sullied, that's disastrous. That's a disaster to your mission. Right. It's supposed to be focused on Miyachet Shemoi, so anything but being Miyachet Shemoi is a disaster for the mission. Most learn the Ramban on a more profound level. Most learn the Ramban is that Kadosh Baruch Hu invested the very land of Eretz Yisrael with certain spiritual qualities. In other words, it just like you have a concept of Kedushas HaMokim, so Kedushas HaMokim actually means that the land becomes somewhat spiritual, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu could invest Moshe Rabbeinu, and within Moshe Rabbeinu could connect spiritual and physical, and just like that, in a very noticeable way, just like within our own bodies, we believe that there is a spiritual and physical connection. We defy the boundaries that God has established in the physical world. So Eretz Yisrael is the same thing. Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu has defined the boundaries and the strict ability, the strict non-negotiability of physical and spiritual to come together. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, because we are a people who are Miyachid Shemoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a land, which means that we are a people who defy in our essence physical and spiritual limitations. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a land, an investment in the land, and it's also a yishuv, a land also that defies physical and spiritual disconnect. Right? So, al detamu b'chol eilat, what's tuma? Tuma, we understand, is being distanced from the Ribbono Shel. Tuma means that we are disconnecting the spiritual and physical within ourselves. The aleph beis of being a spiritual person is discipline. The aleph beis now of being miyachid shemoi, of being submissive to Ribbono Shel. So the sense of tumah over here is that we're allowing the physical and the spiritual to disconnect and become separate, allowing each one to recede into his own world. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu says that Eretz Yisrael doesn't tolerate us. Because Eretz Yisrael is a land that the Kadosh Baruch Hu invested himself in it, and it defies the necessity to separate spiritual and physical. So we become more magusham and less ruchni, and we separate the two, and we allow that to be a sort of a battle between the two. So then the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a land that doesn't tolerate that. That's how the Ramban understands. Again, you can look at it in either way. All right, and that's why the Ramban sees that this is not limited to mitzvah tliyas v'aretz. Okay, well, let's stop here. The essential part of this Ramban is much later on, when the Ramban explains to a greater extent is the approach of Asil Chotziyunim. This is Rashi puts it also, but there is where the Rabban develops the idea. If you have in the Shabel Rabban at the top of Kuf Yud Aleph, that Afal Pisha Anim Galas Chem Menoretz Lchutz Loretz Yumit Tzionim BeMitzvus She Kishet Tachzru La Yu Aleichem Chadashim. Keep the mitzvahs in Chutz Loretz so that when you come back, they will not deal. They won't be new to you. So that has to be understood, because clearly the Ramban would not accept the idea that mitzvahs are any less mitzvah tuyis baguf are any less common than chutz laretz. Anyway, that has to still be discussed. This is just the foundations for the Ramban to explain that. Okay.